Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milk and Sea Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
And now, it's time for the Broken Sea Audio Production, OTR Swag Cast.
Welcome back to the Swag Cast for part two of our focus on the horror anthology series, The Hermit's Cave. Enjoy!
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Now, the hermit is ready to begin.
Ghost stories, weird stories, and murders, too. The hermit knows of them all. Turn out your light. Turn them out. Have you heard the story, The Search for Life? Then listen while the hermit tells you the story.
Hale, don't you think it's time you stopped for a while? It's getting awfully late.
Just a moment. I didn't notice what time it was there.
Come on, I have a nice warm supper ready for you.
Well, I'll lock the laboratory door and be right with you.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't work so hard, Hale.
You mustn't worry about me. The research scientist has to work hard.
I've barely seen you these past few weeks. You've never worked this hard before.
And I've never done anything like this before. Here, let me seat you.
Thank you. What are you doing, Hale?
Vera, have you been in my laboratory?
I only went in the other day to clean up.
I didn't notice that you had cleaned up. Same to me.
You came back before I had a chance to do any cleaning.
But being somewhat of a chemist yourself, you studied my notes, eh?
Well, they were there on the desk. I couldn't help but read them. Hale, you must stop it. Stop this experiment immediately.
What I'm doing is nothing more than other men have done before me. The creation of the elements the body needs to live on and on. Yes, possibly the chemical inoperative procedure for the recreation of a dead person.
Recreate a dead person? Well, that's impossible.
Why is it? Why is anything impossible if you know the cause and effect and the properties that make it up?
Hale, drop it, please. Don't go ahead with this thing. If you succeed, you'll control a thing that was never meant to be controlled.
Yes, I shall control death.
And the world will bow to you, flock to you at first, and then they'll grow to hate you and despise you for what you've done. They'll seek you out and kill you, because if death was not to be, someone else would have changed it aeons ago. Hale, you must stop this experiment before you get...
Coming. Why, Court Mander.
Hello, Nada. I came as soon as I received your message from Mr. Broughton.
Come in. Oh, I'm glad to see you, Court. You know, I've tried for almost a week to get in touch with you. In here.
I've tried equally hard to make contact with you. You're a celebrity now.
Oh, you don't do so badly in that laboratory yourself. Won't you sit down?
No, thanks. I can only stay a few minutes. Hale Broughton is rather exacting since he's perfected his experiment.
Oh, let's not talk about him. I seem to be afraid of his very name. Bringing dead people back to life. Doing miracles.
I'm his assistant. You're not afraid of me?
Someone I've known all my life, grew up with. Oh, don't be silly. Of course I'm not afraid of you.
Well, Nada Arling, the actress. I never believed it'd be like this.
You doubted my sincerity? Or my ability?
No, I never doubted either. But that night, 6 years ago, when you went away, why? Well, that's the way I've always pictured you.
I've never forgotten that night, Cole.
Nor I.
I wish we could have had this meeting when I first arrived.
Then you're leaving?
I must, Cole.
But why? Is it always going to be like this?
I said 6 years ago, if I ever married, it would be you. But I can't turn back now. I have contracts.
Doesn't the fact that something inside both of us is slipping away mean anything to you?
Our youth is slipping away, and that's the only thing I have.
Our relative proportions and understandings are what I meant.
That's not true. Because I'm Nada Arling and your assistant to Hale Browson, the new creator, even that can't change
it. I don't like my position, Nada.
That of waiting for me or as a research scientist?
Both, but I'm afraid of the latter.
I'm surprised. Mr. Browson's discovery has made him the most important person in the world. And you're basking in every glory that's his.
That may mean a great deal to you. But to me, it's something horrible. I only accepted the position as Browson's assistant for one reason.
You accepted him? It was the other way around.
No. He told me what to expect. But I was willing to chance it, then. Now I know I was wrong. Already it has begun to show itself. We're going to work the other way.
The other way? To work against creation?
Yes. Hale Browson gave his discovery to the world, thinking its greatness would overshadow any evils it might give rise to. And instead, its evils have overshadowed its greatness and has gone beyond control.
Of course. What you contemplate is murder.
There's no alternative, Nada.
Oh, what of the good you've done?
Good? You haven't seen some of those old people we treat continually. We give them life when their souls cry out to die. That's what we're doing. And everyone calls it good.
You've changed, Cort. I didn't know.
I'm sorry, Nada. I shouldn't have come here. You know how I feel about you. I'm entering another world, and you are the only thing that remains between me and... Well, I can stop now. Leave Browson. You and I could go where no one knows us.
Oh, that'd be running away, Cort. Something that never solved anything. I know what to expect as I am now. I'm realizing an ambition. And I can't give it all up in a moment.
No. I guess you couldn't. I should have known. Where does your tour take you?
My boat leaves for South America at 6 tomorrow morning. Cole.
Yes, Nana?
I want you to promise me something.
All right.
That you'll forget Hale Browson and what you plan to do. Will you promise?
All right. Yes, I promise.
I hope you mean that.
Oh, I do. I do mean it. Are you going to board your boat tomorrow morning?
No, later this evening. They're giving me a reception, and when I leave there, I'm going directly to the boat.
I see.
Leaving so soon?
Yes, I have to be getting back.
Are you going to tell Mr. Browson tonight?
Tonight? Why, that's what I'm going to do now. I'll probably see you at the boat later.
Well, why such an abrupt departure? I wanted to... Strangely, yes.
Good evening, Mr. Browson.
Court, what on earth brings you here at this hour of the night? I wasn't expecting you until morning.
I had to talk to you.
Come on in. Must be rather important to bring you away from Miss Arling. Sit down.
Thank you.
Seem quite upset about something.
I am.
What's on your mind, Cort?
Do you mind if we close that door?
I certainly not. I'll close it. There. Now, what's troubling you?
Hale, have you told Mrs. Browson what we intend doing?
No, I haven't. Naturally, I haven't told anyone.
Good. Hale, before we start allowing them to die when they should, I'm going to kill Nada Arling and bring her back to life.
But why? Why should you want to kill her? You're going to marry the girl.
That's what I had hoped. But it's all changed now.
And why have you come to me? You know almost as much about the procedures as I.
Yes, that's true. But I don't know what chemicals not to use in order that her brain will remember only to a certain point and not beyond.
She won't marry you?
No. Her career is more important to her than I am.
You know, this is murder.
But I'll bring her back to life.
And in so doing, you intend creating her mind so it will forget its former fame?
That's what I came to see you about. So far, our creations have been with everything but the mind. That we've been unable to change. When we brought people back to life, their memory patterns remained the same. Now, I know you've been carrying on further research along this line.
Court? I have. My first experiment was tonight.
What was the result?
Just a moment and I'll show you. Come with me to my laboratory.
Who was it?
Oh, a derelict who had died. Just a moment before you enter. The experiment wasn't entirely successful. I brought the subject to life easily enough, but his brain... Well, you shall see.
What was that?
Wait until I snap on the light.
In a cage. Looks all right. Doesn't seem to be anything wrong with him.
Don't go too near that cage. He may look all right, Court, but I assure you he isn't. Look at his eyes.
Yes, they have a wild, starry cast to them.
And it's gibberish. What does that sound like to you?
It's almost like an animal.
Yes.
He wasn't insane before he died.
No, he died of a heart attack.
Well, then how did he become like this?
I reconstructed his brain exactly as it was. But the brain must manufacture something of its own that I don't know about. The only way I have of keeping him in that cage is to charge the bars with enough electricity to kill an ordinary man. It only stuns him.
Well, for heaven's sake.
What you see behind those bars is not a recreated human being, but a prehistoric man of gigantic strength.
I wish we had another place to work. That thing gets on my nerves, jabbering and growling.
I can't let Barry know about this. We'll just have to stick it out, Court.
This formula of yours.
Yes?
We've been over it 1,000 times, and still the answer's the same. Now, shut up.
Court, please. Don't do that again. If he should break loose with the outer door locked, we wouldn't have a chance.
Well, why don't we kill it?
With what?
Well, we could use a gun. Wouldn't have to go near it to kill it that way.
Nero would hear. And besides, I couldn't do a thing like that.
I'm not so sure I couldn't.
Well, we'll find a more humane way than that.
And it's getting late. Time for me to go. I told Nada I'd meet her at the dock. Nada! Nada!
Cole! I thought you'd wait on the ship.
No, it's best this way.
I was rather hurt the way you left me this evening.
I'm sorry, Nada. Well, come. Sit in the car a few moments. It's warmer in here.
All right. I'm so glad you came down. So glad I was able to see you again before I left.
Nothing could have kept me away.
This will be a long trip.
Yes. It will be.
Of course. Is there something wrong?
Hmm? No.
Is there something troubling you?
No.
I just touched your hands. They're like ice.
Well, it's just chilly down here, that's all.
I was half afraid of you a moment ago. When I looked in your eyes, they seemed to be staring at me, oddly.
I want to remember you in case I...
Yes?
In case I don't see you again.
We'll see each other again, Court. I'm sure of that.
So am I.
You know, I've waited ever since we got in the car for you to tell me about Mr. Browson.
Mr. Browson?
Your break with him. You made it, didn't you?
Break? Oh, yes. Yes, I told him just what I was going to do.
Oh, such a weight lifted from my mind. Now I can leave without being afraid for you.
Yes, that's right.
That's all past now. When I come back from this tour, it'll be to the young scientist I knew 6 years ago.
Remember that. Remember that.
Court, you look so strange.
Remember the past, Nada.
Court, what are you doing? Court!
Nada, don't struggle, please. Just breathe deep. This poison is sure. I'll wake you soon. Oh, Nada, wherever you are, hear me. Believe me. You're the only life I have. I'll bring you back. But you must remember only the past. You must remember things as they were before. You must remember only...
Now,
Nader Arling slumps over dead. Will Court Mander succeed in making her remember only the past? What will happen when he brings her back to life? And the medieval monster in Hale Browson's laboratory, what about him, eh? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
Now the hermit again.
Court Mander has brought Nader Arling to Hale Browson's laboratory. Mr. Browson is making preparations for the final operation on Nader Arling's brain.
Get those clamps ready. Court, place your fingers here while I put these clamps. Not too much. Tear apart.
I'm holding it. Will those creases smooth out when I let go?
Yes, when I inject these chemicals. There. Clamps are in place. Now for the injections of this fluid. I'm ready for that now. Gently, gently. Now release your fingers slowly. Slowly. Careful. Careful.
Oh, his growling frightened me.
These clamps slipped when you moved. I have to put them back on again.
You cause anything more like that to happen, and I'll take the shotgun and blow your head off.
Hold your hand steady. Expose the tissues too long, it will die again. We'll have everything to do all over again.
There, I have it down again.
Steady, steady. Now forget him. Now, just a second. We'll be ready for the solution. Now. Release the pressure slowly. Slowly.
Right.
See? The creases aren't coming back. Hurry. Hand me that piece of her skull that we cut away.
Here it is, in this case.
Ah, you bored all the holes in it so we could fasten it down in place?
Yes, they're ready.
Now help me again. We must replace it exactly as it was cut away.
I marked it.
Good. Ah, yes. I see the marks. Turn it just slightly. There. Hold it in place while I fasten it.
That monster grabbed his cage and the electric shock made him scream.
The light! Court, they're dimming! Court, he's holding onto the cage and shot in the turret! I can't see the work! If I stop this surgery, our work is useless. Do something quickly!
Oh, the lights have gone out now. Must have caused the fuse to blow.
We haven't any time to waste. Do something, man. That thing. Is he free?
No, he's still in his cage. He's on the floor. Electricity must have stunned him.
Look over there. There's a candle. Light it quickly.
Yes, I see it.
Quick, bring it here. We must finish this operation. My fingers are growing numb holding this tissue in place.
We can finish before that thing in the cage comes too. Can you see by this candle?
Oh, I must.
Hurry. I think I hear him stirring in his cage.
Can you see if he is?
No, there isn't enough light to see that far. With the cage intact.
I didn't have time to look. There. I have one clamp in place on the skull. I have another in a moment.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything. Here, hold the candle closer.
Nader's coming, too. I can see her breathing.
I must hurry. We still have to bandage her head. Oh, I can't seem to get this other clamp through the hole in the skull.
Her breath is coming faster and louder now. I can hear it.
Watch where you're holding the candle.
I can hear her breathe, Hale.
Once I get this fastened, the rest will be easy.
She's breathing so loudly, I... Hey, Hale, behind you!
What? The man! He's out of his cage!
He's coming toward us, he'll kill us!
Wait! We're your friends! Wait! We're going to help you! See? Come! Come, follow me!
Hale, Nada!
She's going to be all right for a moment. We must get him back to the cage. Now, that's it! Come along! Court, he's watching you and Nada. He's motioning for you to get away from Nader.
Watch out, Hale. He's reaching for you.
Oh, he's touching my arm. Court, quickly, the hypodermic needle on the table. Get it.
Yes, I have it. He's watching me now. Look. Look what I have here. This will make you feel better. Come just a little closer.
Get him with that needle. Fingers are crushing my arm.
Come on now, just a little closer.
I won't hurt you.
Let go of me. Let go. George, hit him with the hypo quickly.
Quiet.
He looks like he's listening to something. He's loosening his hold on me. In a moment, I might be able to pull free.
He's staring at.
Quiet. Look. Ada is getting up from the operating table.
No. No, she can't. The operation isn't finished.
Use the hypodermic for hair cloth. Hurry before she stands up. See? She's sitting up now.
Ada, lie down. Lie down. Oh, get back, you.
He doesn't want you to go near her.
Man.
Ada. Speaking.
Man from the past. We are going back, you and I. And we will take Cort Mander and Hale Browson with us.
Cort!
Man from the past, bring Mr. Browson here.
Cort! Do something! Help me!
Cort Mander, try to move.
I can't move!
No. You want to. But I now control your will.
They can let me go. He's killing me. Cort, talk to her. Isaac, and bring her here. Have her make this inhuman monster. Let me go.
Hale Browson, you must die.
No, no, you can't do this to me. It's murder.
You have murdered many.
But it was different. It was the only way.
Man from the past, you must hurry. I'm not much longer for this earth.
Fingers! They're crushing my head! My head!
Man from the past, you would be dead. You're not for this world. They brought you back against your will. Cort Mander, you spoke of shooting this man. Where is the gun?
In the gun rack, on the wall there.
Get it. Bring it here. Point the gun at that poor mixed-up soul of yesterday with the body of today.
No.
Now, so that he may have peace and rest, pull the trigger.
No.
Pull the trigger, no. I say. I haven't much more time. Cort Mander, you and Hale Browson have been violating the eternal law. Man is born to die, and die he must. Your soul will never rest in this world, but it will never come back. There is one more shot in the gun, Cort.
Yes, Nada.
Hand the gun to me.
Yes, Nada.
I must lie down on the table here. Stand in front of me.
Yes, I am here.
This is the end of the world you created. Now we may all rest in our grave.
Hale! Cort! What has happened? Hale, go up, open the door, please! Hale! What is it? What is it, Hale?
Hale Browson's cries go unanswered. Hale Browson and Cort Mander are dead. They will bring no more dead back to life. No. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. Pleasant dream.
Woohoo!
characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller,
all right, put the shovels down. The first thing we've got to do is get that ton of stone off the top of the grave.
Well, fella, don't that hunk of rock right on top of the grave just about prove Nash ain't been tampered with?
That's quite. It hasn't been moved, Jack, so the grave hasn't been opened.
And if the grave hasn't been opened, Nash is still in there.
I thought you were the boys who believed we saw Nash hit Jumping Dick over the head.
Well, not any flesh and blood Nasher, Jack.
Look, Doc, if Dick was clubbed by any Nasher, it was a flesh and blood Nasher.
Then you think it is some other girl floating around in a white dress and not Nasher at all.
That's the most logical answer. Well, let's find out. Come on, get hold of this rock.
But, Jack, if you think it was another girl, why are you so anxious to open Nash's grave?
Yeah, answer that, fella.
I want to make sure.
Well, derned if I don't think opening graves is a pretty serious business just to satisfy your curiosity.
Are you fellas going to give me a hand with this rock?
Quite.
Well, how about it, Doc?
Well, okay. But I'd sure put up a holler if anybody went to monkeying around my grave once I got myself buried.
All right, all right. I'll grab hold. If we take it together, we can roll it right down off the dune.
All right, let's try.
Ready, Doc?
I reckon.
All right, then. Let's go. Up with it. More. More.
Keep her coming, Reggie.
She's moving. Look out, Jack. It's rolling your way.
Let it roll.
Little more now.
There. There she goes. Hold it, Reggie. That's plenty.
That's quite.
Ooh-wee. Man, that's worse.
I say yes.
Nobody but three guys with strong backs and weak brains would have tackled it in the first place.
Oh, you admit it, huh?
Oh, you mean the lame brain part? Well, it ain't so lame that I'm going to move that rock back on the grave again after we get through here.
We'll take care of that when we come to it. Now then, the shovels.
A nice moonlight night for grave opening.
Yes, we got several things to be thankful for.
Such as what?
Well, fairly good light. Sand will be easy to move. The coffin isn't buried very deep.
Now we've got company. The wolves are out.
Yeah. Look you over yonder on that ridge. That old he-wolf Brindle.
Well, let him watch if he wants to. No one else knows we're out here.
You sure about that?
I watch pretty careful. No one followed us out, and certainly no one knew we were coming. Here, give me one of those shovels, Reggie.
Quite. I'll take the other. Oh, no, no, not at all. You could be relief, man, Doc. I'll start here, Jack.
Let's go.
No, this is no job at all.
I think the top of the casket's only about 3 feet down.
And pretty doggone shallow burying. I noticed it at the time. Go on, fella. Holler your head off. This here reminds me of a story my grandma on my mama's side used to tell down in Texas about a woman that she knowed when she was a little girl. The meanest woman that ever sucked on a corn cob pipe. Chewed snuff, too. But, man, she was the original hard-hearted Hannah. Mean. She put five husbands in their graves before she was 40. Well, anyway, according to my grandma, she upped and died when my grandma was still a little girl. They give her a decent burying because there wasn't nothing else to do with her. And then everybody sort of breathed a sigh of relief on account that she is safe underground. You want I should relieve you, Jack?
No, but with your story.
Yeah, well, years went by, and my grandma growed up into a woman. Then things changed a lot. Decided to run a state highway or something right plumb through the old graveyard. Well, that being the case, naturally all the buried folk had to be moved. And one of them was this cantankerous old woman. Well, sir, you know what they found when he opened her grave? There was nothing left of her in the box but one thing. No bones, no clothes, nothing but just one thing. And you know what that was?
What did I say? What?
Her heart. And it had turned to stone.
No.
I swear to my grandma, it had pure stone. You talk about your hard-hearted women.
Hold up for a minute, Reggie.
How's it coming?
Making good progress.
Let me take over.
No, not at all. I haven't even raised a sweat.
Well, how about you, Jack?
If you insist.
Okay. Let's go. Well, hey, you're getting right down to it. Come on, Ray.
Right on.
Yeah, there's one thing. I'll never think of Barry or Dad without picturing that old wolf over on the ridge against the moon.
Barry or Dad's going to mean something a lot more important than that to me. If we don't get our 25,000 potatoes back.
We don't leave this place without it, I can promise you that.
Well, if you want my opinion, we should ought to be looking for it instead of messing around Nash's grave.
Who knows? Maybe we'll find the money buried here with Nasher.
Hey.
I say, you mean that?
Why not? Money disappeared about the time Nasha died. How easy for the maestro to have planted the money belt on the girl's body, bury it with the idea of returning when the excitement had died down, and dig it up again.
Well, now that gives me something to dig for. Get it going, Reggie.
Right, oh.
Doggone. Why didn't you tell us that in the first place?
Of course, it's only a theory.
And a fairly good one, too.
Hey, let's cut out the talking and just dig.
Yeah, suits me. Hey, I've hit something.
Yeah, so have I.
Good work.
Doc, climb up out of the hole, huh? I can get the rest of it better alone.
Yeah, about all you got to do is just scrape what's left of sand off the top.
That's quite. You know, I think I can scrape better the rest off with my hands.
All right. Well, come on, Doc.
Yeah.
That's getting it.
I'll clean it off around the edges. We don't want sand pouring down into the coffin when we lift the
lid. That's what I'm doing.
I wish they had nailed the top down. What'd you do with that hammer, Jack?
Over there where my coat's lying.
Okay, I'll get it.
Oh, bring the flashlight, too.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's good enough, I think, Reggie.
I say. No, Jack, don't you feel a bit ghoulish?
It isn't the pleasantest task in the world.
No, I mean a bit indecent exposing her to human eyes again. She's finished with this world, and she deserves to be left in peace.
All very nice, but we want our $25,000.
It's quiet.
Well, here you are, Jack.
Okay, hold the light while I see if I can get the claw of this hammer over the head of some of these nails.
Yes, if I remember, there are only four, one in each corner.
Mm-hmm.
There. Well, that's one of them.
Yeah, this one's easier. We get this one, I think we can just pull up the lid.
Well, go ahead and get it. Well, now we are getting somewhere.
Can you get your fingers under the lid now, Reggie?
I think so. Yeah, quite. I got it.
Well, Nasher, sorry to have to do this, but here goes. Hold the flash, Doc. Pull up, Reggie.
Righto.
There. Hey, look.
Well, I'll be...
She's gone. She isn't here. Hey, what's going on here anyway?
Here, let me have that flashlight.
But I say, it's impossible, Jack. No one could possibly have got her out without moving that big rock we put on top of the grave.
And nobody moved the rock, we know that.
And there's... Then there's only one thing that could have happened.
Well, same being what?
The coffin was buried without Nasha in it.
That isn't true, Reggie. Just before the coffin was nailed shut and lowered into the grave, the lid was lifted and we all saw her.
You darn tootin' we did.
But it's so absolutely impossible. It couldn't have happened. The coffin nailed shut under 3 feet of sand with a huge rock weighing at least a ton on top of the grave.
Well, it did happen.
Feller, if you want to ask me, the maestro's got some powerful magic working on his side.
The maestro's just too smart for us.
And we still ain't got our 25,000 back. What you keep looking in that casket for with a flashlight? You don't expect to find Nasha down one of them cracks, do you?
I don't know what I expect to find, but there's one thing.
There is.
Now we know that Nasha's still alive. That it was she who hit Jumping Dick over the head.
You think Laurie really did see Nasha face to face, then?
I know it.
But, Jack, you examined Nasha before she was buried. You swore up and down she was dead.
I know. That's what makes me so mad. I'd let the maestro get away with that right under my nose.
What you mean, fella?
Look, it's a medical fact that a person can be hypnotized into a semblance of death. Suspended animation, no respiration, no pulse. To all appearance, lifeless. And I let that maestro get away with it.
Well, she sure looked dead to me.
Well, at least we've exposed his trick before it's too late.
Exposed his trick, huh?
That's what I said, exposed his trick.
Well, maybe you have, but I ain't. Well, I couldn't explain how Nasha got out of that nailed-up coffin if I was to swing for it.
It's another one of his tricks. I don't know how he did it, but you can bet there's an answer, and it hasn't got anything to do with mysticism.
That's fine. And what do we do now?
We go back and face the maestro with what we do know. Put it up to him to return our money or take the consequences.
Now, you're a talking fella.
And if he doesn't talk fast enough to suit
Jack. Jack, look out there in the moonlight.
It's a woman. She's coming this way.
Crouch down.
I say,
It's Jumping Dick's daughter, Laura.
What the heck's she doing out here?
Hold it. She's coming up to the grave.
Oh, oh, the grave. Nash's grave's been opened.
So what?
Oh, no. Who are you?
Jack Packard.
Oh, but the grave is...
Don't worry. There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it.
That's what I said. What are you doing out here?
I've been looking for you.
For me? Why?
Something's happened at the Borden house. The maestro's disappeared.
Disappeared?
That's ridiculous. There's no place for him to go.
I don't know. I just know he's gone. The freight train stopped up at the siding about an hour ago.
What's that? Did you say a freight train?
Yes, I think it's picking up the boxcar. You came.
Doc, Reggie, did you hear that? There's a freight train up on the siding. Has it gone yet?
No, but...
Doc, Reggie, come on.
Hey, fella, what's eating you?
Freight train, you fool. The maestro's disappeared. Come on. Come on, we gotta catch that freight train.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.
Have a good evening, and come back again next week. This has been Bill Holwig from West Texas for Broken Sea Audio Productions. www.brokensea.com. Good evening. Good evening. The music for tonight's episode was composed by Brian of Seraphic Panoply and Stevie Farnaby.